Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Scout Tingle and Candace Tingle, and today talking about the murder mystery dinner theater, Farney Goes Hawaiian. Welcome, ladies. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap. It's good to have you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about this. Scout, you've got a big murder mystery dinner theater coming up in downtown West Monroe. Who's in charge of this thing?
Yes, sir. So actually, Matt Wilkins is the writer, and then our director is
Christopher Kelly.
But it's downtown at Kayla's Kitchen.
At Kayla's Kitchen, and Candace Tingle with us today. Candace and Scout, you're both in this, and this is kind of an interesting thing. I understand that Varney is a vampire.
He is, yeah.
And
Count Varney.
And Count Varney is old, right?
Vampires live forever, so I don't know that we know how old Count Varney is.
Now, do his wives live forever?
So that's a good question. I think when you're when they become a vampire, I guess they,
Once you're a vampire, you live forever unless you get stabbed in the heart.
Could happen. Possibly.
Which may or may not happen in the show.
But Varney has multiple wives in this show. Tell me a little bit about this, Candace. What's going to be going on?
It's interesting. So he gets married every 40 years. And in the first show, which was last year, Castle Count Varney, he was looking for his new wife. It was time to find a new wife. And that is the character Scout plays, Kitty Cat. She's a little something-something, but she's fun, fun character. And, so there's four wives. Let's see.
There's the oldest wife, Eleanor. He married her in, the 1900s.
Right.
And then Madeline, he married her in the 40s.
That's me.
That's you. And then Penelope, he married her in the 80s. And then I'm the newest wife, so.
So you're
that's the newbie.
You're the new version.
Yes.
And all of these wives are making an appearance in the in the production, the Murder Mystery Theater, also a big fundraiser for a big issue. Tell me what's going on.
Well, the 17th and 18th are going to serve as fundraiser for the Downtown West Monroe Revitalization Program, and we're going to Brandy Gilmore owns, she's the owner now of TC Entertainment. And so I think that was a really great decision. And so come out on the 17th and 18th and support a great cause.
So the event also continuing the next few weekends, the weekend of the 24th and 25th, and then again a chance on Halloween.
Yes, Halloween, how fun, huh?
To see this production. Let me ask you, Scout, what got you involved in this?
It's kind of funny. The director, Matt Wilkins, he had originally asked my mom to come and play Madeline. And they were looking for somebody to play Kat because, she's the new wife. And
I recommended you.
It's kind of her fault. And then we kind of went to an audition and we just read it.
I kind of wanted time with her, but she's a really good actress, too. So
Is it weird being in a play with your mom?
Being a sister wife.
And being a sister wife.
Technically, it's our second time being in a production together. We did Grease together back at Strauss.
So we're broken a little bit.
So, we are a little broken.
The event coming up here in the next, this weekend, next weekend, and the next. Tell me a little bit about this. I understand that Varney is a vampire, and he might be related to Dracula some kind of way.
I think he's like a wannabe.
Canonically, I think historically, I think Count Varney is technically Dracula's uncle. They don't really delve too deep about that into the show, but he's kind of really jealous of Dracula for all the fame that he has, and no one really knows who Varney is.
Varney's kind of a grunt, right, Scout? Besides, you don't realize that. Her character is just madly in love still, but the older wives, it's like the longer they've been with Varney, the more they
don't like him.
I pretty much, in the first one, Madeline went to go tour the a traveling salesman to go see the world and come back. But they all want to just get out of the castle, and Varney just,
Varney never takes them anywhere. Really, at the beginning of the show, we're seeing him wake up out of his coffin being somewhere completely different than his castle, and he just kind of notices all the palm trees everywhere and that he's
kind of been tricked
by
his wives.
So his wives basically shipped him to Hawaii.
His wives shipped him to Hawaii, which is it's not a bad place for nightlife. I will say that. The times I've been, I've had a good time in the middle of the night. But that doesn't sound good for a vampire. They can't do the sun, right?
Right. Yeah. So a lot of sunscreen for sure.
How long have you guys been working on this?
We started, has it been about 2 months?
I think it's been since the beginning of September.
Mm-hmm. And this is a murder mystery dinner theater, yeah. So I guess that means somebody's going to die.
Somebody yes. does die.
Somebody dies. Everyone there gets to eat. It's a, yeah. It's
we do give everyone a chance to kind of guess who they think the killer is. So we'll mm-hmm. probably, we're going to be handing out slips and you can write down who you think, you know, the killer is.
It's very interactive.
And, you know, you eventually find out.
Let's talk a little bit about this. We're going to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. There's a menu.
Yeah.
Is there some Hawaiian stuff on the menu?
Okay, let's look at this menu, Corey.
Tell me what's... I want to know what's for dinner.
Okay.
If I come to see Varney Goes to Hawaii,
okay.
October 17th and the 18th, and then again the 24th, 25th, and Halloween night.
Halloween, yes. Okay, so appetizer, house salad. Of course, we're in Hawaii, so Hawaiian chicken. We're going to do sides of mango slaw rice, roasted vegetables with a roll. And for dessert, death by chocolate cake and tropical truffle.
Well, that sounds Hawaiian.
Yeah.
You had mango in there and you had Hawaiian chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is...
Kayla's Kitchen is very good. You won't be disappointed.
Tell me again the location of this.
Let's see. Kayla's Kitchen is 311 Wood Street, downtown West Monroe.
And the tickets are available how?
So you can call right now if you want to, 318-370-6400 at the box office, or you can go to tcentertainment.com and also get your tickets.
We're speaking today with Scout Tingle and Candace Tingle. Varney Goes Hawaiian. Again, the fundraiser going on for downtown West Monroe revitalization. Does the audience get to participate in this, Scout?
It's a lot of it is audience participation.
So for
most of the show, we're going to be walking around by the tables. We're never really in one spot. And don't be surprised, you know, if you get picked on or if you get spooked.
But you won't get bitten or anything.
You might not get bitten. But, you know, you'll
very
definitely
hungry.
Yes, Penelope is very hungry for blood.
She's so great, though.
Don't be surprised if you get, you know,
but it's a sweet
on.
Scare. It's a fun scare, right?
It's all family friendly. It's all, you know, just for fun.
You can find out more, again, at tcentertainment.com or by visiting kedm.org.